Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
All right, I have a question for you.
What?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is food addiction real?
I think it is, but I think you're the expert on this. I think you wrote a book called The Hunger Fix, which talks about this. New York Times bestseller, by the way. Because I think everybody needs to read this book. And is food addiction real? Tell us.
You know, I'm really excited about this whole issue of food, the relationship between food and addiction, because the science is becoming wild and crazy and just exploding out there. And the answer is there is absolutely compelling scientific evidence now that there's a strong relationship between addictive-like eating behaviors and certain foods. And when I say food, I use the term loosely. It's more like stuff, science fair projects, food-like products, manufactured foods is another way to look at it.
You mean and things that you can't read the label when you can't read the label on what it is?
Oh, yeah. In other words, when you read it and it looks like jet fuel, run.
That happens a lot, that jet fuel. And how many people are affected by this I'm sure the numbers have to be significant. And I know after having this conversation with Pam that I came clean on the fact that, you know, I ate cookie dough raw and no one knew that. And I didn't really realize that that I was addicted. I was addicted to the sugar. And so I once I came clean and Pam started to talk to me about why I was addicted to it and what happens to the frontal lobe of the brain when you eat foods like that, I decided to put the cookie dough down, and I haven't touched it since, which is really interesting that you can actually step away from some of these things once you understand how things work in the brain. And it's not unlike, and Pam will tell you that it's not unlike you snorting cocaine or you drinking too much alcohol or you're a shopping addict. It doesn't really make any difference. The same part of the brain is lighting up every time you are eating food that that we consider like comfort food. And there was this whole article around Oreos, for example, that, you know, Pam clearly will talk about and how bad Oreos are for you. But the point of this is that you want to, you know, we want to eat foods. We know there's an addiction issue. We know that diabetes is huge. We know that our young people are getting way too much sugar, too much, as Pam would say, jet fuel, which means when you look at the package, if you cannot read what the ingredients are, then you know you have something you need to put back on the shelf and not purchase. You want to buy the freshest things that you possibly can. And we've got a huge problem in our country with people overeating and eating the wrong types of food. So obesity has become huge. And how are we treating obesity? We're treating it by, you know, saying, hey, let's have bariatric surgery. We'll go ahead and pay for that. The problem is that you can have bariatric surgery, but you still have the addiction issue that you haven't dealt with. And so a lot of people who have bariatric surgery end up going back to the way they were. And so that's not working either. So it's this whole approach that we absolutely have to get our arms around. And I know for me, if, you know, I like lemon. I'm going to admit this. I probably switched cookie dough for lemon drops, but I love my lemon drop. But my lemon drop also is loaded with sugar. And why do I love it so much? Because it's got sugar around the rim. And it's got sugar in the drink. And so I've just traded habits, and you have to be conscious of this. And you have to, you know, a glass of wine has sugar in it. Two glasses equals more sugar. And what does that do at the end of the day? What's happening to a lot of women anyway is we stop sleeping. We wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. We can't go back to sleep. That's one of the problems that we face when we have sugar and sugar in our alcohol. And women are drinking more and more as well. So we've got multiple issues as to what's going on, but at least now we know that there's the science behind this. And there's no question that, you know, is it real? Yes, it's real. How many people are affected? Millions of people are affected. And, you know, what do you do about it? This is the biggest issue that we face is, what can you do about it? Well, first of all, you have to be aware that it exists. And I think everybody needs to read Dr. Pamela Peake's book called The Hunger Fix. There's a reason why she wrote it. And when you look at the cover of the book, I just love it. Because when she first came out with the book, we did an interview. And she has this cupcake that is like so irresistible. And that was another bad habit of mine. I love cupcakes. I still love cupcakes, but I stay away from them. And she had a cupcake that we actually brought on set. And she tried to take it away from me. And I wouldn't let her. She was trying to trade me for blueberries or something. I'm like, there's no way you're not taking my cupcake away from me. But when she started to explain why, that made all the difference in the world. And so I finally acquiesced, and she took my cupcake away, and I took the blueberries, and I felt much better. But I will say, there's, you know, it's what you can do about it. And that's where we land with all this. What do we do about it? And what can you do about it? Pam, you have to tell us if there's more than just this. We know we have to stay out of certain sections of the grocery store as well, because you just aren't going to get good food in certain sections of the grocery store. It just isn't going to happen. So there are certain aisles you stay away from. The purer the food, the better. But understanding that you have this addiction is huge. It's just who would have thought that that we would be able to scientifically see? And I think what they did in Pam's book, you'll hear how they actually did the brain scans and CT scans. So they saw where this part, this frontal lobe, was lighting up, just like any other addiction. And it's fascinating. It's fascinating that we never really looked at this before and put the correlation between the two, but it's like any other addiction. So addiction is addiction, and you have got to learn how to walk away from the food that is bad for you, and you have to be conscientious of what your brain is telling you. And your brain's saying, go for it, go for it, go for it, because it's addicted, and you have to override that. And it's hard to do, but it is doable. So pick up The Hunger Fix, New York Times bestseller, Dr. Pamela Peake. You're listening to her radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peake. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.